Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted, the go-to podcast for those flipping the script and taking the unexpected path. I'm your host, Jessica Bergio, holistic life and business coach, author, speaker, and self-proclaimed high-energy hype girl. Each week, I'm bringing you inside. No gatekeeping here. I'll touch on proven holistic business strategies, powerful mindset shifts that have led my clients through massive transformations, and no BS conversation with industry leaders designed to help you get out of your own way to actively pursue a life of purpose. If you're ready to ditch the limitations at the door, hit follow and get ready to be activated to step boldly towards your big goals. Now let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted, the podcast. It's your girl, Jess, me and you today for an FYF episode. Do you drop into these on Fridays? Is this something you look forward to every Friday? I would love to know. If it is, let me know. Let your girl know. She loves a little bit of validation. It's always helpful. But I wanted to drop in with you today all around the power of showing up consistently. I know. You're like, really? I know this, Jess. I know that being consistent is the needle mover that I need to be working on in my business and my life. I know. Okay, girl, why aren't you doing it then? Let's just call it what it is. Are you being as consistent as you need to be in order to see the results that you want? I don't know. That's a question only you can answer. For me, I actually posted something the other day around claiming what the big things I want in my life are and getting really raw and honest that I am not being consistent in a couple areas of my life in order to have the results that I am telling myself that I truly, really want. And one of those things is my physical appearance, right? So you're probably like, what are you talking about? You work out, you're pretty fit. Yeah, I know. But there is a level of fitness that I have attained before. Now, I know the path it took me to get there. So I'm very clear that that is not the path I want to follow down. But there are definitely things that I can do to up my fitness game, fitness routine, my nutrition game, my supplement game, all the things in order to leverage what I do know and what I am willing to do consistently in order to have better results than I'm currently having. So I always love to use fitness as an analogy because we all know the visceral feeling of feeling really good in your body, of actually accomplishing maybe a fitness goal you've put yourself through, whether it's not drinking for a while, or maybe you haven't eaten processed food or no junk food or whatever that challenge might be. There is a direct correlation to how we take care of our bodies to how we have energy to show up in our business and your life, really. If you are drinking, if you are eating food that is not high vibe energy food, you are going to feel as low vibe as the food or the alcohol or the shit that you're putting in your body. And you might be in a season where you are craving growth and you're not understanding why your business isn't taking off or why your relationships aren't thriving or why you're not able to go to the depths of what you really need to in order to provide a massive value to your potential clients. And it can be as simple as the fact of the things that you're putting in your body or not. Maybe you're not even eating the things you should be eating, like vegetables or healthy protein in order to sustain energy so you feel clear-headed in order to create content or put fucking sentences together in an email or a copy post. If everything feels seemingly hard, I would take a look at the things that you're not doing, not eating right, not drinking enough water, having too much sugar, too much caffeine, too much alcohol. What are the ways that you're blocking your energetic blessings that are trying to come through, but you're just like, nope, I'm going to shove it down with another cookie. I'm going to forget to eat again today and wonder why I have no energy after 1 o'clock. Or I'm going to wait all day and then finally eat and then completely crash because I'm not sustainable with what I'm doing. And that's why getting up early, getting in my me time, going for my walks, eating my protein. I don't always want to eat hard-boiled eggs and Greek yogurt, but it is what is going to keep me fueled and feeling lean and mean. And so I do it. I drink the water with my BCAAs and Glossy in it. I try to only have 1 or 2 cups of coffee in the morning. I try to limit alcohol. I'm literally on like day 5 right now of no alcohol and I feel amazing. Have I wanted to drink? Yes, but I've realized it's just a coping mechanism, like snacking is, like eating junk food, like wanting alcohol, like smoking cigarettes if you smoke or vape. Wanting to smoke weed and numb out. I get it. We all have ways that we want to take the pressure off or quiet the, as my boyfriend calls them, screaming babies in his head. And whether that's through some sort of vice that isn't ultimately good for you, yet you're still doing it. So this is your bitch slap today. This is your fuck yeah Friday opportunity to commit to something that you know is going to serve your higher purpose, your future self. What does a version of you that is thriving, that is living their best life, if you will, who is at their highest potential, who is fully optimized in every way. What are they doing? And then I want you to ask, what are they not doing? Are they not binging Instagram until 12 a.m. in the morning? Are they not watching hours of Netflix because they should be studying for the certification that they want so that they can offer next level coaching? Are they not refining their podcast skills so that they can be a better content creator? Are they not researching trending hashtags and audio so that they can create better reels because they're too busy being tired because they've drank alcohol or they ate shitty food? Are you too consumed with chaos outside of your control that you're so overwhelmed with anxiousness that you can't even focus on your own stuff? Only you know the answer to these questions. But today's episode is a real moment that I wanted to have with you because I had to have it with myself. And I was like, if I'm going through some of this stuff, I wonder if everyone else is too. And I know people want to put it on eclipse season and they want to talk about astrology. Okay, but life still has to go on. And is the moon and the eclipse and the things the thing making you eat the crackers? What if the crackers weren't in your house? If you caught it a few days ago, or maybe a few weeks ago at this point, I had put on my stories, are we capable of being stronger than our environment? Can we be stronger than our environment? Or does your environment play the biggest role in your ability to do or not do something? And the answers were mixed. I had more people say that we cannot be stronger than our current environment. And I had some people say that you can be. It just goes to prove that we're all completely different. We all require a different level of support. We all need to put ourselves in situations that are going to support ourselves. And allowing other people to hold space for us, knowing like, hey, I really could use your help. I'm trying to eat healthy for the next couple of weeks so I feel better. Can we maybe take the junk out of the house? Or I'd really like to limit alcohol. Would it be okay if we only had a drink when we weren't home? Or I'm not going to be able to make it for happy hour over the next couple of weeks because I know if I go out with you guys, it's going to be really hard for me to say no to that glass of wine. Even though maybe I'll be strong enough eventually to come out with you and get a soda water or a mocktail. There are things we can do to ebb and flow through the blocks that are holding us back, but only you intuitively know what those things are. And this is just an opportunity for you to sit down, maybe do a little bit of journaling and really dig into the ways that you've been blocking your own blessings. And a block can come in the form of self-sabotage, limiting beliefs around something, that imposter syndrome that creeps up when you've never done something before. Like when I referenced earlier that I've been in the best shape of my life before, right? Maybe you've never been in quote unquote the best shape of your life. Maybe you don't even know what it feels like to feel good in your body. So you don't really have a tangible goal that you're chasing. It's just some arbitrary number on a scale or some pant size that you think is going to make you feel some type of way. But ultimately, when we stick to things and we are consistent and we are taking action, we know that we are doing our absolute best. That sense of pride and fulfillment along the journey is actually just as juicy as that end goal that you think you're chasing, right? Proving to yourself that you can do hard things, that you can show up and be consistent is literally everything. It's the foundation to what you can build everything on. And so when you see people going 10x, when you see people taking things to the next level, they have this shit on lock. That's why most of them are healthy and fit. Most of them stick to some sort of a routine. Most of them have their non-negotiables already laid out. Most of them know what their boundaries are and everybody around them knows it too. Most of them have curated an environment that supports their next level. So I know, meet me where I'm at with this for you and your story and where you're at. But promise me right now that you're going to let go of some excuses that have been holding you back. I'm too tired. I don't have time. I don't have space. I don't have the money for a gym membership. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you need to connect with me, there's a 15-minute call you can book below in the show notes. Let's get on a call. I'll help you map out a plan. Totally free. Figure out what you need help with. Get on the call and say, my question is, my problem is this. Help me figure out how to, and I will direct you to the next right person you need to meet, the next thing you need to invest in, the next thing you need to say no to. We can dig in, do a little audit, what's working, what's not, and help you take some real solid action to get you where you want to be. How's that sound? All right. I'm here. I'm on your team. I got you. You don't have to figure this out on your own. We can do hard things. I'm going to say that over and over again until I'm blue in the face. And if you are someone who's craving deep connection and you want to be in the room, we have the Unscripted Live Mastermind coming down the pipeline June 6th in Scottsdale at a gorgeous Airbnb. The link's below in the show notes. You can check out more and see if this is the right fit for you. I know summer is a busy season for a lot of people. I have had so many people say, oh, I wish it was a different week because I have my kids are getting out of school or there's this, there's that. Yeah, I know. Every week, somebody's going to be busy. Life gets busy. It's all a matter of what you want to create time for, you will find a way. Whether it's the investment financially, the time, the flight you have to book, you see me doing all the things. You see me in this room, in that room, meeting these people, have this person on my podcast, getting myself another podcast. If you want certain things, sometimes you got to put the effort in to get into the rooms where that stuff exists, right? Building relationships, building that network. Relationship capital is the best thing you can invest in. Showing up, playing full out, connecting with people, adding value, receiving, allowing for yourself to release those limiting beliefs in a safe space. Then masterminding on your ideas of what you're going to take action on and having actual people to get support and help from. This shit's a game changer. I'm telling you, these kind of things have changed my life, which is why I'm so honored and grateful to be facilitating them now for myself instead of working for other people. I've learned so much from Chris and Lori Harder, who have shown me the way of events and connection. And now it's time for me to curate my own rooms, right? I have built the table and you are invited. So I hope that you at least check out the sales page, see if this is a good fit for you. And if you are craving more one-on-one connection, know that I do have 2 spots open in April for my one-to-one mentorship. It is a 6-month container where we work together for 6 months. It is a holistic approach to your life and business. We can deep dive on topics like podcasting, personal development, obviously, strategies, building funnels, creating a marketing plan, figuring out your juicy messaging that's going to help you connect authentically with people in your world that you want to draw in, whatever your business is, whether you're in the brick and mortar space. You know, I have 20 years history in the beauty salon and in coaching other salon owners, building up assistants. Early stage entrepreneurship is literally my favorite thing to deep dive on. And I cannot wait to work with my next 2 one-on-one mentorship students. And also, if you are craving that connection in person, we can do that June 6th in Scottsdale. So all the juicy deets are down below. What's your biggest win on this Friday? I want to know. DM me. I'll see you guys on the next episode of Unscripted.